This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State University's faculty, staff, and students are wrapping up the fourth week of spring semester today. At the end of week three, 1 week ago, the university's trustees, at their regularly scheduled meeting, were told about progress in the school's COVID testing capacities, the possibility of Ball State becoming a COVID vaccination site, and the board was given updates on some key construction projects. Joining us again for a Ball State pandemic update is University President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
It is good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning, and good to have you here. Could you give us, please, a summary of last Friday's Board of Trustees meeting?
Happy to do so. We presented several items for information to the board. One, we gave them an update on the safety protocols. We shared with them more information, as we've shared with you, about the pre-arrival testing, the very high level of compliance, and the relatively low positivity rate. We also shared with them the additional testing capacity that we've added on campus this semester. You know, we have our continued relationship with IU Health Ball Memorial doing symptomatic testing. We also have Open Door that's doing testing both for our employee students as well as the community at Worthen Arena. And now we're offering for our students and faculty and staff rapid antigen testing. So we shared with them how we've extended and enhanced our testing capacity. And we're doing that additional testing. Also, if there happens to be a surge on campus, then we can do some more directed testing as well. We shared with them a little more information that we have about the possibility of becoming a vaccination site. As I've shared with you before, we're working closely in collaboration with the State Department of Health and the Delaware County Health Department to prepare our campus for a site. And we're still finalizing the details of that, but I anticipate by next month we will be operational here. Not yet clear whether that will be just for our employees and students, but we're also hoping that it could be made available to the broader community as well. So working on those kind of details. And then, as you mentioned, we shared with them the design of two new facilities that will be coming online here on campus in the near future. One, the outdoor amphitheater. They saw the design for that wonderful outdoor facility funded by Charles Brown and his family. And then also the rehabilitation, the restoration of the Cooper Science Building, which we anticipate that construction will begin sometime this summer after the Foundational Sciences Building is completed. And so we shared with the board the design of that renovation project.
Cooper is a rather historic building. As we look at the front doors of the building on Riverside Avenue, of course, the planetarium is to the west, so the west wing will be remodeled and it will stay intact. But what parts of the building will be taken down?
We will preserve the center and everything to the west to the planetarium, but as it's approximately 40% of the building, the entire eastern portion will be demolished, and the remainder of the building will be completely restored with 21st century facilities.
Jumping over to COVID numbers for a moment, what do you have in terms of the latest Ball State figures?
As of last evening, Thursday evening, there were 29 students who we presumed were still active with the virus, and now 6 employees. With respect to the students, that's a decent improvement since last week. Last Thursday evening, we had 42 students who were presumed active. So those numbers were gratified are trending down. But last week at this time, we only had 4 employees who were presumed active. So a slight increase in the number of employees who are presently active. So I'm encouraged by the progress, but you've heard me say it before and I'll say it again. We must continue to be vigilant. I continue to urge everyone to wear masks, continue to maintain physical distancing, avoid large gatherings. I'm really encouraged with the continued vigilance of our students, and I know that they're going to keep it up.
We're roughly 6 weeks out from the start of the last quarter of the fiscal year. Now that spring enrollments have been tallied, what's the financial condition of the university today?
At the board meeting, Alan Finn, our vice president, gave the trustees an update. Given that spring enrollment was only slightly down compared to last year, we are presently projecting a modest, perhaps a very modest positive operating margin at the end of this fiscal year. And that's very good news. And so I really want to recognize and express my appreciation to all of our faculty and staff who continue to serve our students, to provide a great learning experience, even in these difficult times. And grateful also to everyone all across campus who continue to monitor our expenses. So we're anticipating a modest positive operating margin at the end of this fiscal year.
President Jeff Mearns, thanks again for your time this week, and thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you, Stan. Be well.
You as well.